The Last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought. To the seal of the prophets and the master of all beings, the holy prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. I dedicate this program on the seal of his successors, the reviver of his faith, and the resuscitators of his mission, Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, who shall fill the earth with justice and righteousness after it will be filled with injustice and prejudice. I thus hope for acceptance so that I will keep it as reservoir for the day on which I shall meet Almighty Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brother and sister, I welcome you to this program, The Last Savior, from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Okay, in this part, Sister Razia Najafi will answer one question that one of our friends asked about Imam al-Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So many questions, alhamdulillah, we are getting from our sisters and brothers by email. Today, we are going to discuss and we have chosen the question in which this has been asked, that why our present Imam is called Abba Saleh. And this is a very important question, because unfortunately, many times we just call, we just give titles, we just, you know, recite ziyarat, and we don't know what is the meaning, you know, to whom we are addressing. So it's very important, if we know, then we will call our Imam with great ma'rifat and knowing him more closely. Ayatollah Makarim Shirazi, he says that Abba Saleh, this title, if we see the literal meaning, maybe Ab in Arabic, we know mostly we use it as a father. Maybe this meaning comes in our mind that Abba Saleh means father of Saleh. But he says no, because we know that in Arabic, Ab, literally, it doesn't mean only father. It doesn't mean only father. It has a very vast meaning. Walid means father, the person who is the reason of our birth. But Ab, sometimes it means the person who's really guiding us as a teacher, as the person who's really taking care of us, or the person who is our honor. So here somehow we can say Abba Saleh the same way we say to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Abba Abdullah. It doesn't mean that his son name was Abdullah, so he's Abba Abdullah. No. Abdullah means, you know, all the servants of Allah. And his Ab means he's the person, he's the Muhsin. Like by his sacrifices, we all getting closer to Allah. We are getting this opportunity to perform ibadat and to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the same way, Salih means virtuous people, righteous people. So righteous one, if they are righteous, if they are doing good deeds, their actual honor, and somehow we say trainer, is Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. According to Quran also, we have read maybe this verse many times, that وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. We have written in the Zabur book that this land will be inherited by righteous people. So the actual inheritor of this earth is Abu Salih, means Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So this title is also giving us this beautiful message that we have to have the quality of Salih. Salih means the person, as I told you, is righteous. Amanu wa amilu salihat. Or as a title of Imam Ali, we say, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen. Like, he is the leader of pious people. So if I have a piety, then I can proudly call my Imam as an Imam. In the same way, if I'm calling Imam Mahdi as Abu Salih, because his relationship and connection is with Salih people, you know, righteous people. If I'm not righteous, if I don't have good deeds enough, that means he is not my actual Imam. So these titles really giving us beautiful message that whenever I say inshallah, assalamu alayk ya Aba Salih al-Mahdi, assalamu alayk ya Hujjatullah, inshallah, so many changes and beautiful revolution, inshallah, these titles can bring inside me. And in conclusion, these titles can bring me more closer to my Imam, my Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi, my kind Imam, Imam-e-Zaman and Imam-e-Mahdi, inshallah. Until next episode, fi amanillah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio, you're listening to. Don't forget, our website is english.irib.ir. I repeat again, our website is english.irib.ir. Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Every Friday, this is the last savior which comes to you.
Who is the Mahdi?
Longevity.
His training for the mission.
Reasons for his continued existence.
Reasons for delay in his appearance.
Al-Mahdi in light of hadith.
Al-Mahdi in light of Quranic verses.
Women in the Imam's army.
The completion of knowledge.
The last savior.
We're waiting for you to be by your side.
The question comes to my mind. What next?
What next? What next?
The final victory.
There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
I know he's one of the Ahl Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, by Allama Baghir Sharif al-Qarashi. The esteemed author Baghir Sharif Qarashi has to his credit detailed biographies of the holy imams, peace be upon them, and he covers almost all aspects of the respective imam in this particular book. Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. This book is the biography of the 12th Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, also referred to as the Qa'im of Ali Muhammad, the awaited Imam, and the last of the successors. The book also covers major objections that the opponents of Shias aim against belief in Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, which the respected author Baghir Sharif Qarashi has refuted in a convincing way. Now we can listen to some parts of this book in this program.
Numerous traditions of the Prophet of Islam and the infallible Imams have predicted the reappearance of His Eminence, Imam Mahdi, and that His Eminence will reappear and straighten the deviations and release humanity from the mischief of oppressors, and He would establish peace and security on the earth and spread love and equity among the people and remove fear and anxiety from them. Hassan bin Khalid has narrated from Imam Ali ibn Musa Rizā that he said, "One who has no abstemiousness, has no faith, and one who has no dissimulation cannot be a believer. And the most honorable of you near Allah is the most pious, that is one who is most particular about dissimulation." His Eminence was asked, "O son of Allah's messenger, till what time?" He replied, "Till the appointed day, and that is the day of the reappearance of our Qa'im. Therefore, whoever gives up taqiyya before the reappearance of our Qa'im is not from us." His Eminence was asked, "O son of Allah's messenger, who is your Qa'im?" He replied, "My fourth descendant, he is the son of the chief of the slave maids. He shall purify the earth of injustice and oppression. He is such that his birth will be a matter of doubt for most of the people, and he shall have an occultation. And when he reappears, he would spread light, and he would establish the scales of justice among the people, and none shall be oppressed. And he is such that he shall encompass the world, and a caller shall proclaim from the sky and call the people towards him, and all the people of the earth shall hear that call. The call would be as follows: Know that the proof of Allah has reappeared from the side of the house of Allah. Thus follow him, because the truth is in him and with him. And it is the statement that God says, 'If we please, we should send down upon them a sign from the heaven, so that their necks should stoop to it.' And the Almighty Allah has said, 'And listen on the day when the crier shall cry from a near place, the day when they shall hear the cry in truth, that is the day of coming forth. That is the advent of my son, Mahdi Qa'im.'" These were some traditions narrated from Imam Rizā regarding Imam Mahdi. The most important point derived from all these traditions is that the Imam of the time shall soon be the source of light of the whole earth.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name.
That was all with this program, The Last Savior. Please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Let's conclude this program with praying for Imam al-Mahdi. We leave you all with the blessings of the Imam.